desktop virtualization. It simplifies management, it optimizes user experiences, and it offers superior price-to-performance ratios for organizations of all sizes. IT managers have new tools available that allow them to easily scale virtual desktops free of the guesswork traditionally associated with sizing, installing, and expanding virtual infrastructure. Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard here, and in this Connect with Experts Connection Point podcast, pleased to have Bob Fasina on board, partner for development management for Cisco UCS, and Tony D'Ancona, the vice president of professional services for PC Connection Inc. on board, both here to talk about solutions that can help your organization not only respond to the challenges of virtualization, but also take advantage of the opportunities it presents. Bob, appreciate you taking time.
Thank you very much, James. Appreciate the opportunity.
And Tony, good to have you on board as well.
Thanks, James. Always great to spend some time with you.
Now, here on Connection Point, we've been talking more about desktop virtualization. I think it appropriate today have you kind of set the stage with your definition of desktop virtualization with UCS.
Desktop virtualization is really been the phenomenon that's been out on the streets for quite some time. With all those devices, such as smartphones and tablets, et cetera, more and more of this virtualization has become pervasive in the market. And IT departments have had some challenges, quite honestly, trying to figure out how they manage the growth in and around the virtualization. Cisco's unified computing system really was built with virtualization in mind. And whether it was server virtualization or desktop virtualization, what it really comes down to is having a modular approach, because a modular approach minimizes the risk. And when you minimize risk, that obviously makes people much more comfortable. What UCS really does bring to the table is that modularized approach that allows you to right size the environment without fear of doing something wrong in case you need to expand it going out there into the future. Cisco is about an architecture, and it's an architecture that's going to allow you to grow easily and seamlessly without fear of making mistakes.
All right, Bob, you just gave us a great foundation. Tony, anything to add to that in terms of the definition getting us set for today's discussion?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Bob is right. I mean, it's moving, you know, control to the data center, right? So you can easily deal with security, those remote locations, and managing those difficult images, right, by hardware type. And the reality of all of this is to obscure the end user device so that it brings the dream of this device portability into the reality.
Let's talk about some of the challenges that you hear from organizations when they're dealing with desktop virtualization, and then what Cisco ultimately is doing to help them with those challenges.
So first and foremost is the high acquisition costs. High acquisition costs typically occur because when you put in a production environment and that production environment needs to be relied upon, when something goes wrong, and something will go wrong somewhere at some point in time, you need to have an ability to move part or all of that environment to another place. That other place could be a different server in a JASI. It could be a different JASI. It could be a different row of the data center. It could be a different floor. It could be a different building. It could be a different state. It could be a different country, depending on what those requirements are. And those requirements often change as the project takes on its own life. No one today can predict what tomorrow is going to bring. What happens is that most often these organizations over-engineer because of the way budgets are done. And when they over-engineer, the costs are out of touch with reality. And the financial people say, hey, you know, that doesn't really make a lot of sense from an ROI perspective. And that really kills a lot of these projects. Now, some other challenges that they have is the system complexity and the difficult management. If you are or have a need to move this environment to a different physical location, are you able to guarantee that that equipment, whether they be servers, switches, storage, can you guarantee that that equipment will be identical or near identical to what you have in location A? Right? So what Cisco is really saying with its architecture is that you don't need to worry about that. What you really need is good enough. When I say by good enough, what I mean is that Cisco's technology is developed architecturally so that applications do not need to depend on the underlying hardware components. What if that system has a different type of CPU? Are you still able to run? And with Cisco, you can. The other challenge is that one of scalability. Cisco realizes very few people can effectively predict the future. Who knows when the next new hot product hits the market like the iPhone did a number of years back or the iPad a couple years back. When was the last time consumers had such a huge impact on corporate IT? When you look at that, those scalability questions come into play. And Cisco's modular approach allows that scalability to be plugged in on an as-needed basis. Because we centrally manage everything and that Cisco fundamentally believes that the intelligence belongs in the network because everything touches the network, as you scale your infrastructure, since it's tied to the network, you have an inherent scalability, and that capability is second to none when you look at my competitors.
Hey, Tony, let me quickly turn to you. Bob just talked about, obviously, some of the benefits you add to that list.
Yeah, there's some exciting things that that have come out with VMware's Horizon View product. There's things like persona management, application virtualization, the ability to create that stateless desktop, and even access to your desktop using HTML5 now, a browser that can happen on any device. Persona management is that ability to extract all the user profile information, all the user documents out of the system image, which makes backing up, replication, moving that desktop from place to place very easy. And that ThinApp or application virtualization is a great product that, again, allows me to get some great operational efficiencies in the way we deliver applications. Actually, a great way to talk about it is an example of one of our customers where they were a large school and they were building some new buildings. And with all the issues that we've talked about with physical desktops, they wanted to kind of avoid that right from the beginning. So new buildings, they went virtual desktop, and the ability to quickly provision labs and desktops for different environments, and that portability of allowing students to bring their own devices was very easily realized with a VDI environment. So lots of great new technologies from VMware View that really allows that easy expandability. But that's just an example, right? We're doing work with remote offices, some active-active infrastructures for customers that need that always-on desktop. So lots of great things going on in the VDI space.
Bob, I want to do this. I want to dive into a little more of the technology story here today, talking about the kind of combined strengths of two technologies, Cisco's UCS and then VMware Horizon View, and how those together are, again, addressing some of the challenges you just laid out.
So VMware Horizon View is really the desktop virtualization foundation of, you know, Cisco's desktop virtualization architectures. It enables the IT departments to simultaneously deliver flexible end-user computing. It gives you these tremendously high levels of desktop data security, which is really, really key. I cannot underestimate how key the security levels are. And obviously, and I kind of touched on this before, superior scalability and management. And you need to do this all while reducing the total cost of ownership. You need to reduce the acquisition costs, keep those things low. Without the financial metrics, projects don't get done nowadays, and that's very, very important. You take it one step further. The management integration between UCS and VMware, just in general, drastically simplifies the physical and virtual infrastructure and management associated with the desktop deployments. There are a lot of robust features, you know, a secure mobile workplace, centralized desktop management of a branch office, rich user experiences, is really the benefits of what we're bringing to the table. Cisco radically simplifies the architecture. We've got storage optimizations out there, simplified management. It all brings a level of cost control to the corporate desktop environment that really is unrealized when you talk about traditional solutions.
And Bob, you just started listing some of the kind of benefits that IT departments are looking for in terms of why they're doing desktop virtualization. They want to address security. They want to support bring your own device initiatives, business agility, risk mitigation, all those things. So let's wrap things up here again with Cisco's focus and their help to IT departments to develop that appropriate infrastructure to make then all those initiatives successful.
Cisco is not about products as much as they are about architectures. The architectural approach allows for that modular approach, that flexibility in that unpredictable customer environment. So what has Cisco done? Cisco has brought to the table validated designs with VMware Horizon View. These validated designs gives customers numerous options. Not every customer is the same. There are many customers who are similar, but very few of them are the same. So these validated designs gives you that 80th percentile of what you're going to need with most customers, and then the architecture provides you the flexibility to do what you need in order to have an environment that is cost-effective, scalable, and easy to manage.
Hey, Bob, I think we've been pretty thorough here talking about some of the challenges, the benefits, what Cisco is doing out there to help customers. What I want to do now, Tony, shift gears with you, talk about what PC Connection, the whole family of companies, is doing. And let's start with how are you getting many organizations started with a VDI project? What things should companies be thinking about?
I think there's really two important things to do. Is one is to assess their current environments. What are their physical current PCs doing? How many users are actually on at any particular time? What types of applications are those users really using? Understanding, you know, what are your power users? What are your knowledge workers? That's really the first step, is understanding what am I using today? And then in parallel to that, what a lot of customers are looking for is a proof of concept, right? How does this technology work in my environment with my applications? Those are really the two starting points, assessments and POCs.
Let's go deeper on the POCs, Tony, in terms of how long does that take most organizations, kind of what's involved there, what do they get at the end of the POC?
We like to have a start and end to a POC. We've seen some that just, you know, never end because there's no good, you know, direction. So we start with an acceptance criteria, which really says, here are all the things that the customer would like to prove, right, in their POC. And then we have a great proof of concept appliance that we've developed that we can send to our customers. They get to use that for 45 days. And really, within an hour of turning that appliance on, they have everything they need. They have the server, lots of memory, network switches, even thin clients, everything they need to get that VDI working. And we spend the 2 or 3 days at the customer site not worrying about the infrastructure, but teaching them how to accomplish everything they said they wanted to prove. And then what they get out of that is a report at the end of each week that shows them what really happened within my infrastructure as I was playing around with all this technology, what happened to I/O, what happened to CPU. And really that gives us the beginnings of what we need to architecturally design a proper implementation for that customer once they get towards production.
Hey, well, good stuff there, Tony. Do appreciate it. Bob, also appreciate your time here today. For our listeners, I want to let you know, if you want to learn more about Cisco products and services that can help ensure you are ready for desktop virtualization, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today to learn more about beginning your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. You can also learn more at pcconnection.com, or you can call 1-800-800-0014. And if you want to send us an email, you can do that as well. connect@pcconnection.com. That's the email address. With that, we're going to wrap things up. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.